Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the concluding portion of the incident of the second hijrah, second migration to Abyssinia. When Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu and his people decided to leave Abyssinia for Medina Munawwara, King Negus paid for all their travel costs and gave them provisions, food, etc. for the journey as well. He also gave them many gifts and sent a messenger along with them saying, "Kindly inform Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about my behavior with you. Also tell him that I believe that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and I also believe that you are his Rasul. I also beg you to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me." Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu says, "We left Abyssinia and went to live in Medina Munawwara. When we reached Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hugged me and said, 'If the conquest of Khaybar has brought me more joy or the arrival of Ja'far.' Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then sat down. The messenger of Negus who had accompanied the Sahaba radiallahu anhum stood up and said, 'O Prophet of Allah Ta'ala, here Ja'far is right before you. Ask him how our king had treated him.' Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu replied, 'Negus gave us a warm welcome. He treated us very well. In fact, when we decided to leave Abyssinia, he provided us with the transport and provisions for the journey. He offered us his complete help. He also believes that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and he believes that you are the Rasul of Allah. He also requests that you make dua for forgiveness for him.' Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up, performed wudu, and recited the following dua thrice: 'Allahumma ghfir lin Najashi, O Allah, forgive Najashi, Negus.' The Muslim said ameen to this dua. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu says, 'I asked the king's messenger to go and describe whatever he has seen about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his king after returning to Abyssinia.'" SubhanAllah.